Hulk, welcome to the UK. First time back, I think, in 18 years?
Yes, sir. It's great to be back.
And, I mean, I know that you're here for TNA Impact Wrestling. To anyone who doesn't know what TNA Impact Wrestling is, explain briefly what it's all about.
Well, it's a wrestling company, of course, and it's a young company. It's only been around about 8 or 9 years. It's actually run by a very gorgeous young lady named Dixie Carter. I'm proud to say that she is my boss, and glad to be working for her, but it's definitely a wrestling company that focuses on the way wrestling should be. Not how it used to be, but the way it really should be. And we focus mainly on the wrestling. We've got some great stars like Jeff Hardy and Hulk Hogan and Kurt Angle. And, oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. AJ Styles, we've got Ric Flair. We've got a ton of great talent, and we're definitely making a mark and getting some serious traction.
What is your role within TNA? Because although you still don the tights now and again and get in the ring, more so it's kind of out of the ring stuff now, isn't it?
Well, it's all the above. You know, whenever I can get a chance to have some fun and jump in the ring, I'll do that. But I try to contribute on all levels, creatively and on a business level. So it's kind of like all the above. You know, I'm kind of like the godfather now of Impact Wrestling.
Like I said, first time here since, I think, 1994. It's quite a special show, this, isn't it? This isn't just a kind of a live event. There's a bit more to this one, isn't there?
Well, for me, you know, I have an opinion, and I think this tour is very, very important to Impact Wrestling, but I really feel that Wembley and the TV tapings are a pivotal moment for this company. I feel it's probably the most important day in the history of this company because there's so much traction. Like I said, we've got so much momentum, and the simple fact that the whole world is now paying attention to the progress Impact Wrestling has made, this crowd and the UK fans and the momentum that's going to be achieved by doing the TV tapings here will set a precedent that this is what we should be doing all the time.
It's this television show, Impact Wrestling, as Challenge TV Sunday nights, and it's actually got a pretty incredible momentum here in the UK, hasn't it? The ratings are really, really good.
Well, I know there's other options, other choices for wrestling or sports entertainment, and TNA is definitely leading the way. The Impact Wrestling is, without a doubt, yards and leaps and bounds above of anything that you might call competition or similarity in programming. And, you know, one of the companies that it's ahead of is the WWE, and they have been the bearer of the standard of excellence for so many years, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, the company's been around, you know, making their mark. For a company like Impact Wrestling, TNA Wrestling, to surpass, you know, a WWE, you know, standard of excellence is saying something for a company that's, you know, only been around, you know, as long as it has. It's really making an important statement.
Yeah, TNA, I think, now into its 10th year. You came on board 2 or 3 years ago. What was it about TNA that sort of inspired you to think, oh, I can come in, I can really kind of add to this product?
Well, I mean, I've been there a little over 2 years, and, you know, Dixie and I have been talking for many, many years, and the timing wasn't right, and I just felt that it was at a point where the Hulk Hogan brand and the 30 years of goodwill could come to the table, could help move forward, could help influence, could help guide some of the younger wrestlers that are just locked into the mindset of the only thing that matters is their performance. I just felt that, you know, I could help across the board with everything from opening doors to creating momentum to making a statement to making people take a double look. Well, if that's where Hulk Hogan goes, that's where usually wrestling goes. So I was hoping that everything I could bring to the table would, in time, add up to the sum of all the parts and make a huge difference.
And that, you know, you talk about opening doors and stuff like that. I mean, we've seen that this week here in the UK. I mean, the amount of media that we've suddenly seen Hulk Hogan on this week, both in the newspapers, on television, on radio and stuff like that, it's kind of on another level that kind of any other wrestler can bring.
Well, I mean, there's a goodwill that I bring to the table that I'm hoping will be genetically spread throughout some of the other assets that TNA has, the younger wrestlers. I mean, there are certain things that happen with Hulk Hogan that, you know, doesn't usually happen with just a normal situation, you know, because I have been in the marketplace for 30 years because I have done so many different things other than wrestling. It kind of like gives me an open forum to go on different shows, different vehicles, to be accepted by a group of women, like Loose Women, that, you know, accepted me with open arms, and I felt like one of them for a moment. You know, it definitely, you know, crosses barriers. It transcends just the normal rules for entertainment and who can do what. And it has been amazing that the loyalty of the fans has knocked down so many barriers here as far as what can and can't be done with an entertainer or a wrestler or someone that is media savvy or has a media awareness or is involved in the media. It's definitely proved to me that the Hulk Hogan brand and name has stood the test of time.
You first, I think, made your first appearance here in the UK probably back in 1989, I think, here in London against Randy Savage, if I remember rightly. Sounds about right.
Close.
At that time, we kind of had a very big, thriving British wrestling scene. It was the likes of Big Daddy, Giant Haystacks. How aware were you of that kind of scene, you know, being based in America?
Well, a good friend of mine was Mark Rollerball Rocco, and he kind of brought me up to speed in Japan on what was happening over here. And a lot of the wrestlers from the UK were coming to Japan at the time, so I got to meet a lot of the guys, and I knew Big Daddy, you know, and Haystacks were legends here. They were their Hulk, they were the Hulk Hogans of their day.
But they were very different from you. I mean, they were obviously big guys, as big as you in terms of their size, but in very different dimensions, and perhaps not exactly very good in-ring technicians, perhaps.
Well, we did have a lot of stuff in similar then, didn't we? We had a lot of similarities. They worked the gimmick, brother. They knew how to make the people scream and yell and get mad and have sympathy, and they were masters at the art of manipulating a crowd to do what they wanted them to do. So we had more in similar than we had different.
What's this I'm reading about in the newspapers this morning about Kasabian and the Stone Roses?
Yeah, they've been using my name to check
into hotels. This is Kasabian, yeah?
Yeah, they've been using my name to check into hotel rooms and, you know, get different perks. And it's a rock and roll band from the UK. And they've been posing under the guise of Hulk Hogan to get certain doors open and different perks, which is fine with me. As long as they give me free tickets to their concert and put me up front, you know, we can make it work.
And have you ever done that yourself, checked into hotels under pseudonyms to kind of avoid, I don't know, people chasing after you or something?
No, I have a hard time, you know, passing myself off as Bill Clinton or O.J. Simpson, so I usually stick with the Hulk Hogan name.
We talked earlier about the competition, about WWE, as was WWF, which you were obviously associated with for a long time. Now, I'm going to interview tomorrow, in association with their upcoming Royal Rumble, The Miz. Now, he's a guy who in wrestling circles is, you know, regarded as a good talent, and he's got charisma and stuff like that. But unlike yourself, or unlike a lot of the stars of way back when, he doesn't look like he could beat me up. And he doesn't look like he could beat... And how important is that type of thing nowadays? To, you know, because we all think we know what wrestling is. And we all think we know how it operates and things like that. But at the same time, there still perhaps has to be that element of, well, actually, I'm a bit scared of that guy.
Well, I totally disagree with you about The Miz. I think he's a lot bigger than you are. I mean, he's in phenomenal shape. He's a great wrestler. And from everything that I've seen, he's a tremendous performer. I mean, he's a main event guy. And he earned it. He didn't have it handed to him. I mean, he came up through... I guess he won the Tough Enough challenge they had, and they didn't make it easy on him. I mean, this is a kid that wanted to be a wrestler, that wanted to be a star, and I watched his whole rise to becoming the main event Miz that he is, and I don't think you should underestimate him on any level. I think he's going to be around for a while. He loves this business. He's very respectful. You know, and he is like the new generation of a superstar, or what a superstar should be. I mean, he takes his business completely serious. He's totally professional, and he's dependable and very, very consistent. So I feel that he has, you know, earned his stripes, and he pretty much raised the bar for what it is to make it as a young wrestler today.
And talking about those kind of guys then on the TNA side, and we're talking about guys like perhaps AJ Styles or Austin Aries or somebody like that. I mean, where are the breakout stars coming from the TNA side of things?
Well, I think the breakout stars are there. I think Austin Aries is a guy that came in, basically shake, rattled, and rolled a lot of guys that had their legacy etched in stone as a TNA original. And he taught them that, you know what, being a TNA original is cool, but let me show you how to become a star. I think Austin Aries is a guy that came in and, you know, I don't know how I'd say it, but he kind of like bitch slapped a lot of people that were comfortable in the roles that they had. And he proved that just by, you know, being different and, you know, taking chances and leaps of faith that, you know, you get rewarded for being different and being creative. I think Austin Aries is definitely somebody that has given this company a shot in the arm and basically kicked a lot of sleeping dogs that were very comfortable in where they were at.
So to finish off then, we've been talking TNA, Impact Wrestling, the UK tour coming up, Hulk Hogan back in the UK for the first time in 18 years. Is this the last time we're going to see you here? Or, you know, is there the potential for you to come back sometime in the future, perhaps even for a pay-per-view?
I don't think this will be the last time. I think this is the beginning of something brand new. It feels fresh. It feels like we're just getting started here. It's not like it feels like I've never been here before. It feels good. It feels right. It feels that the timing is perfect. I think this is a new beginning for me, and I think TNA is now rounding the corner and making a huge statement, and I think there's a lot more to come because just the fact that they took a leap of faith and decided to invest and plan and move people and equipment and logistics and decided to film TV here is a huge statement for this company. I think there's a lot more to come.
Good luck with it, too.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. I know we're going to have everything we need with the support of the fans. They're going to provide everything we need in a form of energy that's going to make everything work. So I know it's the right thing.